Good morning. My blog for today is called Another Earthquake. Another earthquake happened last night just before 10 p.m. I was up late doing some finishing touches on my new book launch and I felt the bus tremble. Other nights this week we have been rocked by the cruel winds of Cyclone Debbie. However, last night it was very quiet with wind and rain long since ceased. I sat quietly waiting for a longer shake. However, it was quite mild, this one being reported this morning as a number 5 in magnitude and centred very near Sedum, which is several miles south of us. Thankfully, it was not enough to have emergency services called to any rescues. After what we experienced in November, this was a baby compared to that midnight dilemma. Now, much of New Zealand has moved catastrophically in November. Our main highway south has been closed ever since. Our only rail connection to Christchurch has been closed since. Landscapes were changed permanently. New dams, rivers and lakes were formed. It was like God changing his mind and reconstructing an otherwise perfect landscape into something else that he preferred. I am in no way blaming him, of course, but the wonder and majesty of the results of the ginormous earth movements can only be compared to his might. Nature is such a powerful thing to behold when out of control, and you had better get out of the way when it decides to lose its cool. But then man seems to always want to tamper with the unknown, and I would not be surprised to know in years down the track, collective evidence from extensive research and consequences, just how much can be blamed on man's interference with the underground, the globe itself, the air that surrounds us. Yes, man has a lot to say in the changes that are rapidly taking place all around the world and manifesting these changes through natural disguises such as earthquakes, cyclones, hurricanes and eruptions. So long as we are all prepared for the inevitable, then that is our future. Look, thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson. And I have left you links there that might be useful to you. A 72-hour kit. And, of course, a reference to the article from which I took my article today. Okay, talk to you again tomorrow.